I was on a panel for advanced systems that was helping the FAA, and one of the things I proposed was totally autonomous cargo airplanes. They would not let that recommendation get into their final report. It was too threatening. But it turned out by the time I'd written that, one of my students had already demonstrated the whole thing in a model airplane. Complete takeoff, flying at two levels with nice square patterns within about a meter of where he was supposed to be, and bringing it back and putting it down on the ground within a meter of where he had told the airplane to land, completely hands off. And there's absolutely no reason that you can't do that today with a real airplane. There are complexities, and the biggest thing that GPS has to do is get an established track record for robustness. And by that, I mean that it is always there, that it does not lie to you. And the airplane people tend to call this integrity. So what I see as far as GPS itself is concerned, if the government finally comes to its senses, is they'll add additional signals and additional satellites. They'll do this wide area thing, and the result will be a much more robust system. I also see this in probably half the farm tractors of the world, many of the construction equipment. We've already demonstrated, again, students of mine, robotic tractors working on a rough field and holding within an inch of a straight line or a curved line, about a factor of three or four better than the best driver that this experimental farm could conjure up. And if you think about dirty, dusty, terrible, boring jobs, it's going to go the way of auto painting. The reason your paint never sags anymore is it's all painted the same way by a robot who is trained by a master painter. And I am convinced that you'll see robotic farm tractors, you'll see robotic construction equipment, you'll certainly see robotic airplanes. My guess is it'll probably get down to the point there's one pilot flight engineer rather than two, and he's mostly a backup. And the trouble is you're going against a really tough union. I'll give you another example. When you land an airplane blind, you've got a pair of needles. And these needles are scurrying around. And they're based on the old ILS glide slope, you know, localizer and glide slope technology. And as this needle moves off or moves back, it takes a lot of training. Because, you know, you're moving and right. It turns out, when I went to Juneau, I hadn't flown an ILS, I hadn't flown instruments in probably 15 years. And my students pop me in the left seat. We take off. They flash this display. I come dead in on Juneau Airport. And when I say dead in, I'm within 5 or 10 feet of being right on the path I'm supposed to be on. And I claim a 12-year-old could do it. And so the point is that it's enabling in a lot of ways. One of the things it's making human tasks more intuitive and useful in that and 100 other ways. They're using them in pit mines right now.